This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And coming up tonight, Umpqua Economic Development Partnership with Pitch Night, Executive Director Jessica Farron. And good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about tonight's event, because people can still come out and take a look, get tickets, and watch all this evening.
We have record highs and pre-registers to attend. It's really exciting. There are still some spots available, so move quickly in getting pre-registered. With that pre-registration, you get a raffle ticket for exciting small business donation prizes that we have to give out. So yeah, move quickly. There are only a handful of spots available.
Now, how many companies tonight are making pitches?
We have 6 small businesses from Douglas County coming out tonight to pitch how they would use these funds on their business improvement ideas.
So these are people that are already going in business, right?
Yes, they've already been in business. They've made more than $5,000 gross revenue, and they are local Douglas County residents.
And it's interesting, I have heard who a couple of them are. I'm remembering one, I'm not remembering the other right now. But it's interesting because sometimes you get used to people in whatever mode they are currently operating, and you don't really think about the fact that maybe they want to expand and get bigger.
Yeah, a lot of these business owners have diverse portfolios, different business revenue models that they are after. And, you know, some of these ideas have been on their back burner and haven't been getting as much love as their main businesses, and they're excited to kick these off and get some traction on them.
So you've got a panel of judges. When the people make the pitches, how long are these pitches?
The pitches are 5 minutes, and then after the 5 minutes, there's a 5-minute Q&A with our panel of judges. I'd love to announce who those judges are. We have Todd Way, CEO of DFN. Additionally, we have Christopher Frazier. He works for Business Oregon, working with small businesses here in Douglas County. And lastly, we have Valin Curry, who is on Winston Economic Development and additionally a real estate broker in our area.
So you've got people that have got the background, and they're going to kind of sift through all of this. Now, do they look at additional information, too, or is it just listening to the pitches?
They do not know who what the pitchers are pitching about in advance.
Ah.
So it'll be a surprise to them as well.
Wow. So that adds some intrigue to the whole process. But you also have an opportunity at some point, the audience to weigh in a bit as well.
Absolutely. There is a first, second, and third place prize. There's also an audience favorite pitch. So all of the pitchers are encouraged to invite out their friends, their family, and their main cheerleaders for their businesses and cheer for their favorite pitch.
So this gets kind of exciting as it goes on then.
Absolutely. With those raffle prizes and the audience favorite pitch, it can get pretty excitable.
So it begins what time?
It begins at 5:30 this evening. 5:30, the doors open. 6 o'clock, the event actually begins.
And it's a Backside Brewery, right?
That's correct. Backside Brewing Company in the warehouse here in Roseburg.
So you get started at 5:30, kick in at 6. Do you go right into the pitches, or do you do other things too?
Aaron Larson's our MC. He's been our MC for a long time. He gives an announcement on who our partners are, which these events could not be made possible without our local partners who support these events, and gives a little overview about how the event is going to take place. The pitches happen, audience favorite pitch, raffle prizes handed out, and then we hand out those big checks at the end.
And a chance for people to take their idea and move it forward substantially. I mean, $5,000, depending on where you're at or what you need to do next, can make a big difference.
Absolutely. One of our favorite parts about this process is reaching back out to the winners of these events and seeing how these funds helped their businesses and how being involved in Pitch Night gave them a boost in their business.
So if somebody wants to come out and watch this tonight, you said you've got some tickets left. What do they need to do?
Yes, go to umpquagrowthtalks.com. There's a button that says register to attend. Click that. It'll take you to Eventbrite. It's free. There's free pizza. Great event. A lot of excitement. Definitely something you don't want to miss.
So how often are you doing these pitch nights?
Yes, we do pitch nights every other month, first Wednesday of the month. And the next pitch night should be a pitch night for startups.
Wow. So kind of intriguing to watch some of the business climate evolve and change? I mean, over the last few years, between the pandemic and between shifts in the economy, we've seen a lot of new things. I mean, there was a point that, for instance, Roseburg didn't have any food trucks. You know, food trucks was like a Portland, Eugene thing.
Yeah.
And then we started getting them. And now we've got lots of them, but and there are even more out there. There's more interest in that. But there's other business models. There's really been a shift in a lot of things.
Absolutely. Part of the benefit of this program is being able to give funds directly to the hands of the people who need it, our local small businesses and our startup ideas, with no requirement of how they use the funds. And so it's just an easy couple hour process. It isn't painful. It's a lot of fun. You get your name out there, and we could just get that money straight into the hands of the people who need it.
All right, 5:30 tonight, Backside Brewery on Northeast Odell and Roseburg. And again, how do they get tickets to go attend?
UmpquaGrowthTalks.com.
All right, Jessica Farron, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
8:37 at the Morning Report.